Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on this Monday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City on this Monday, July wheat opened at 7:01, up 14 on the open. September, 7:12, up 14 and a quarter. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6:50, up 12 and three quarters on the open. September, 6:77, up 13 and a quarter. December, 6:99, up 13. July, 7:32, up 15 and a quarter on the open. July corn opened at 4:43, up 6 and three quarters on the open. September, 4:52, up 5 and 3 quarters. December, 4:66, up 6 and 3 quarters. March, 4:75 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. May, 4:83, up 6 and a half. July, 4:87 and a half, up 5 on the open. July beans opened at 12:02, up 18 on the open. August, 11:65, up 16 and a half. September, 11:13, up 16 and a half. November, 10:76, up 13 and a half. January, 10:80, up 15 and a quarter. May, 10:48, up 13 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3:86, up 3:50 on the open. August, 3:67.50, up 3:50. July soybean oil opened at 40 even, up 100 on the open. August, 40.10, up 85. June live cattle opened at 81.55, up 22 and a half on the open. August feeders, 102.20, up 45. June lean hogs opened at 63.75 on the open. And July pork bellies opened flat at 72.60 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.92 is up 191 points. The NASDAQ 18.20 up 46. The S&P 500 9.40, and it is up 21 and a half points. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt. Hello, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, off of that opening bell that I just talked about, the beans have almost doubled its opening call, and they're up about 30 now. What's going on?
Well, we've cleared the $12 benchmark in the July futures. We've generated some technical buying. Also, too, we had some renewed interest in the bull spread activity in the bean complex. So we've got everybody wanting to be a buyer here this morning. Commodity fund investment money coming back into the marketplace this week has been the highlight of the conversation for the last week. So we'll see if that continues to happen, if the inflow investor confidence has resumed. So it's cool to be in the commodity market again, and with this demand not slowing down whatsoever, we've got some bullish enthusiasm here as we start the month of June.
Is this being driven primarily by the funds buying in? They're becoming new longs fairly late in the game here, aren't they?
Well, it's a combination. That's part of it. Then we just got good old-fashioned demand that will not go away. Asia continues to buy beans. Argentina's mainly out of the world soybean market, so the only two places in the world to buy beans is the U.S. and Brazil. And so a lot of these countries are taking advantage of these marketplaces, booking inventories. Then, plus two, we're in a situation where we've got some adverse growing conditions in front of us, so it adds to risk premium, so therefore the market needs to add risk premium to prices here as we go through the first part of the growing season.
Well, then, on a lead month option soybean chart, do you like the gap at 966? I mean, 1266, excuse me.
Yeah, you're going to have all kinds of upside objectives thrown at you. I don't see a whole lot of resistance in these beans. until you get back into the teens again.
And even and you would say that even with beans being as overbought as they are?
Good bull markets stay overbought just like good bear markets stay oversold. We're in a vacuum. This market's probably going to continue to keep moving higher here. The risk or the problem is when it does roll the other way, it could go down just as fast as it went up.
Do harvest beans come along for the ride?
We feel so, to some degree. The bull spread should be the dominant feature here. Hopefully we can pull these November beans higher here. We would recommend to sort of be a scale-in seller here as we move higher. The acreage report down the road is probably going to show a lot more bean acres than what the March report showed, so we feel there's downside risk in November beans from a longer-term perspective. So at the expense of a short old crop scenario, hopefully that will pull these new crop November beans to some higher levels here where it warrants some good returns on raising beans this year.
Okay, if I haven't done any selling of new crop beans yet, at what scale and level do you think is comfortable at this point?
Well, it depends on your own situation. You know, we continue to reward the markets will go higher. Another way to lock in a floor without committing to a cash sale is to buy some put options. We recommend being 100% covered with put options. That way you've got your floor in you, so if this thing would turn the other way, you've got some type of base to work off of.
What month would I like to buy those puts in?
Well, you got to keep apples to apples and oranges to oranges. They're expensive, but we recommend November bean put options. There's some creative ways where you can do some different strategies to cheapen up the puts other than just outright buying a put. It depends on your risk tolerance level, but we feel that that's the best way to go now, and it sort of leaves your cash sale option open. And plus, two basis levels are fairly wide in some areas, and it paid off last year to hedge on paper, then do the cash sale later.
All right, let's turn our attention to corn. What are you seeing there today?
Following the beans somewhat, surprised corn's not a little bit more active than what it is. It seems to be a follower here. We see to have ample supplies of old crop corn. New crop corn supply balance sheet's probably going to get tighter as we go on here, as we start to see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows and try to put some type of yield on the corn crop here we have. Also, too, some switching from corn to beans, to what degree we'll have to see as we move down the road in here, but there's been some of that take place. Southern Illinois, I mean, gosh darn, there's guys down there just fighting it left and right that's not made a whole lot of headway here, and I'm sure they're getting past the point of return on corn there.
And cleared the 200-day moving average today. Do you think that 485, the December basis, is a reasonable target objective?
Well, that's a popular target. You know, as long as we stay above 4.5, I would think that you've got to use that as the next side objective there, Dave.
Any downside on this market and over the next 3 weeks, do you think?
Well, we can have pullbacks in here, but the momentum's to the upside. We feel that any type of pullback in here, you're probably going to see some buyers come in to support it. We've got a lot of unknown in front of us in the grain complex, and we're in the time window in here where volatility kicks in, and that we got to have some type of premium here until the crop gets in place here and get a handle on where we are on the production side of the equation, because production is the uncertainty and sort of a supply-driven market along with a demand-driven market in the old crop bean sector.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good. Thanks.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast, the extended highlights, he says the northern third of the two states will pick up the most rainfall through tomorrow, which with 1 to 2 inches amounts common, and locally heavier amounts are possible. Showers and thunderstorms will start to push southward tomorrow night. Central sections will receive locally heavy rainfall tomorrow night, with only isolated areas to scattered showers and thunderstorms prior to tomorrow night. Southern areas will stay dry until showers and thunderstorms arrive tomorrow night. Scattered showers will linger in central sections on Wednesday, with widespread showers likely in the south, and then it will turn cooler on Wednesday. And dry and cool weather is expected Thursday and Friday. For the most updated information on agricultural markets, go to our website at willag.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.